Hello, and welcome to the RIMS podcast, Getting the Most from Your Case Management Investments. My name is Elise Farnham, and I'm president of Illumin Consulting, a company that provides professional development and continuing education to risk and insurance professionals. With me today is Debbie Smith, unit manager for case management services with Corvell Corporation in the Atlanta area. She has a master's degree in vocational rehabilitation counseling and is a certified rehabilitation counselor, certified vocational evaluator, as well as a certified case manager. Thank you for being with me today, Debbie.
My pleasure.
As an experienced case manager, I wanted to chat with Debbie today about case management services and how a risk manager can maximize the investment in case management services.
Thanks, Elise. Medical and disability case management services are an important tool in bringing complex and difficult cases to resolution. For a case manager to be effective, there are several steps a risk manager can take. Two important ones that come to mind include setting realistic goals and then identifying what, who, and even how long it might take to meet the goal.
Let's talk about goal setting. What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, when I talk about goal setting, I'm really referring to the objectives that the risk manager and adjuster have in mind when they engage the services of a case manager. Of course, the second part of goal setting is the ability to really articulate the objectives to be met so that the case manager can focus the services being offered and strategize the implementation.
Well, Debbie, what objectives do you feel are most critical to improving outcomes?
Well, first, obviously, a decision has to be made as to what is needed on the case. Is it an issue of return to work and coordinating the physician services with the available temporary duty? Is the problem with continuing care and the issue of whether or not maximum medical improvement can be attained? Or perhaps the problem is that the employer lacks credible job description and the return to work is being delayed?
So what you're saying is the first step in engaging a case manager is a determination as to where the case is headed and what expertise is necessary to move it forward?
Yes, that's correct. That's exactly right. Very different services are required depending on the objectives for the case. The objectives may also determine the type of case manager needed. In other words, what expertise and experience might be necessary. For creation or updating job descriptions, a credentialed individual with a vocational background would be most appropriate. If the objective is to reduce or clarify treatment and/or a prognosis, then a case manager with a medical focus is required. Setting and articulating the goal impacts not only the type of case manager selected, but also the services that might be required of that individual.
Okay, so now we've determined our goals. How does a risk manager decide to the extent of services required of the case manager? In other words, how does a risk manager engage those services?
Well, it is important that the risk manager or adjuster discuss the objective with the case manager and agree together on the type and amount of services that might be required. Let's say that a worker is injured on the job, but that it is initially determined in the investigation that there is no job description that specifies the essential or marginal duties as well as the physical demands necessary to perform the job. Well, this is important because this becomes the target or objective for the doctor in making decisions regarding returning to work or services to strengthen this possibility. Therefore, the objective would be to complete an on-site job analysis to gather this information. This might involve a one-time task assignment for a trained and experienced vocational case manager. But then let's also say that the injury is fairly severe with extended or complex treatment. Pre-existing conditions exist which might also hinder healing. Maybe the injured worker is exaggerating symptoms. The injury might also involve a repeat injury to the same body part. There is a request for treatment to body parts unrelated to the original injury. The medical direction could be vague or questionable, or even the ability of the injured worker to comply with treatment is questionable. A lot of parameters here that need to be fleshed out. Where one or more of these situations exist, a referral for full case management services should be pursued, as the goal would still be to determine and pursue the opportunity to return to work if and as appropriate, but multiple objectives to outline and overcome each of these situations in light of this goal will be necessary. An initial objective would involve establishing, facilitating, and even monitoring appropriate medical care by interviewing or communicating with the injured worker, the physician, the employer, and arranging ancillary services with a target of obtaining a timely release to return to the job as performed or analyzed at the time of injury, if at all possible. Obviously, there are objectives within the objectives, such as arranging transportation, obtaining a translation service potentially, purchasing durable medical equipment, arranging an independent medical evaluation, arranging a job analysis, and the list goes on from there. A secondary goal would involve communicating, reinforcing, enhancing, monitoring treatment, and even compliance by the injured worker regarding the adherence to the treatment plan, progress toward recovery, and pursuit of those return-to-work objectives that we have decided are all important. All of these services should be outlined upfront, depending upon the situation, projected in terms of implementation and even duration, and then strategized in terms of service delivery based upon the original goal of, once again, returning to work. The case manager performing the activities of the latter assignment should have both medical and vocational expertise, or the opportunity should exist for a handoff from a medical to a vocational staff member if and when appropriate. Again, the emphasis of good case management in a full assignment is to get in and get out as quickly as possible and practical, and to really communicate when the potential to contribute has been exhausted so that alternate recommendations can be discussed. We need also to communicate when something is not working, why it might not be working, and what should be done about it, even if it means that case management is no longer the best alternative. That is a real important step here to remember for all of us. And it's real important that the adjuster or the risk manager understand that the broader the goal, the more services may be required to reach that goal. This can also account for more confusion, more time, vague results, and misunderstanding if not clarified and discussed up front. Accomplishing one objective should lead to the next until the approved goal is reached. This should be understood up front. The individual services or interventions within the full case management assignment should be clear, activity-based, time-framed, cost-estimated, and approved before beginning to ensure that the benefit of early or timely intervention outweighs the cost of case management services. Communication regarding barriers or pitfalls should be ongoing so that the strategies toward the goal can be changed or discontinued if need be. Everyone needs to be on the same page at every point in the continuum to ensure effective service and good results. That's what we all want.
Well, I see what you mean about setting the objectives or goals for the outcome desired, Debbie. The decision a risk manager makes regarding the goals sets the basis for the type of professional services required, the expertise and the experience needed, and focuses the activities of the case manager.
That's correct. The case manager should not be left to assume what is needed. Many times the risk manager and adjuster have been involved in a case for a period of time. They already have a good feel for the opportunities that are available and can provide valuable insight to the case manager. A focused, outcome-driven approach will yield results, or at the very least, let you know why the case can't move forward.
Well, that's a lot of information, Debbie, and I really thank you and Corvell for being my guest today and discussing how to maximize the investment risk managers are making in medical and disability management services. For more information about this topic or other topics regarding your workers' compensation exposure, I invite you to visit the RIMS website, www.rims.org, and sign up for the professional development programs. Thank you, and thank you, Debbie.